Test 73, Section 3, Question 6. Here we're looking for what would be the most helpful in evaluating the argument. And this is something that could either strengthen or it could weaken. But I really look for gaps, just like I would on either of those questions, and then find what would be the most useful bit. So we have patients with immune system disorders, usually treated with drugs, that unfortunately increase the risk of developing osteoporosis, a bone disease. So immune disorders are treated with drug that causes osteoporosis. So these patients take another drug that helps preserve existing bone. So then you take another one. Since a drug that enhances the growth of new bone cells has now become available, these patients should take this new drug in addition to the drug that helps preserve existing bone. So basically, there's this drug that'll not just prevent loss, but will help grow new bone. They should be taking that as well. Now, the big question here is the existing drug sufficient to prevent the bone loss? Do they actually need to develop more, or would more bone not necessarily be a good thing? So it's a big question of whether or not having more, growing more bone is what these people need. So A, how large is the class of drugs that increase the risk of developing osteoporosis? We don't really care about how large that group is. We just want to know, is this new drug something they need or not? Why are immune system disorders treated with drugs that increase the risk of developing osteoporosis? We don't need to know why drugs are treated or the conditions are treated with that. We just need to know, do they also need to grow new bone, or is preventing loss good enough? C, is the new drug more expensive than the drug? Well, that doesn't really matter whether it's more expensive, because we're just looking at it. We're saying it should be taken in addition. How long has the drug that helps preserve existing bone been in use? We don't really care how long that's been in use. We just want to know, should they be taking the new drug? To what extent does the new drug retain its efficacy when combined with the other drugs? Well, that does become relevant, and that wasn't what I was looking for, but that definitely is the most useful, because if it doesn't maintain its efficacy, then there's no reason to take it. And if it does, well, then there's potentially some. And so, therefore, answer choice E is our best answer, even though it's something different than what I was originally hoping for.